Well, big news out of Berea today. The Browns announcing that season ticket prices will remain flat for the 2013 home schedule. This marks the fifth straight year in which the price of a Browns ticket has not increased, and that represents the second longest current streak in the NFL. And to talk with us a little bit more on this subject is Browns team president Alec Shiner, making his first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alec, how you doing?
Good, Vic. Thanks for having me.
Well, wonderful to have you as well. This is a big thing because, number one, teams, and especially I think people look for new people in charge of teams, new owners and so forth, to do the opposite of this. This group and this administration has chosen to go this way. Can you give us a little background on why?
Sure. This is really a commitment to the loyalty of our fans, right? I mean, I think we've seen it that we need to improve on the field, we need to improve our game day experience, and in the meantime, we want to keep our tickets very affordable. And we're really proud of it. Fifth straight year without raising ticket prices, second least expensive in the NFL, and tickets starting at $190 for the season. So we feel really good about the affordability, and then we have to get to work on the other stuff.
Sure. And there is a PSL element to all this you want to talk about as well.
That's right. And it makes it even more affordable. We're expanding the areas in the stadium where we don't require a PSL. And for people who are buying new tickets, that just means they'll be cheaper.
And the other part of this is the stadium experience, and I know this is going to be an ongoing process, but for 2013, fans are going to notice some improvements at the stadium.
Right. We hope they'll see a lot of improvements. For now, we know that cell phone service will be better. We're hard at work on building out our towers, and then we hope there's a lot more to come.
Okay. And by the way, that place is called First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. We can hammer that namesake a lot now. And hey, let's talk a little bit about you, because, again, this is your first time on the show, but you've been here for several months in place in the building. What's the experience been like so far?
Oh, it's been great. And the number one thing for me, Vic, is I just didn't realize how passionate the fans are here. So everywhere I go in this town, people remind me how important the Cleveland Browns are to this community.
And you come from the Dallas Cowboys, a place where that stadium and that experience there is amazing. Fans very passionate there. But to go from Dallas to Cleveland, what's the biggest part of this transition for you?
Well, I think we've had passionate fans in both places. But I think there's more work to do here on the field, right? So they're even more passionate. And that's a good thing. And we can tap into that. And as we get better, I think it'll just be an incredibly exciting journey for us.
And one thing I notice, and this is true with not only yourself, we've heard this from Jimmy Haslam, from the star Joe Banner, that you do want to know what the fans want. I mean, you're very sensitive to their feelings and their input, and I would imagine you're going through a lot of that feedback.
We are. And we'll hear it directly from our fans. We'll read as much as possible. We'll test things out, Vic, right? I mean, we'll try things. We'll see if they work. We'll look at what works in other stadiums. And we'll just be adventurous here, and we'll really try to make this a great fan experience.
All right. Well, it's good news, and again, we appreciate the fact that you took some time to join us.
Thank you, Vic.
All right. He is Alec Shiner, the president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.